The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sometimes it would stop raining long enough for the stars to come out. And then it was nice. It was like just before the sun goes to bed down on the bayou. Those old million sparkles on the water. Like that mountain lake that was so clear, Jenny. It looked like there were two skies, one on top of the other. And then in the desert, when the sun comes up, I couldn't tell where heaven stopped and the earth began. It was so beautiful.
I wish I could have been there with you.
You were.
And that's the unmistakable voice of Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump. And that will explain our theme in a moment, because I'm joined once again for Inside Hollywood by Lisa Cannon, movie and entertainment correspondent. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
How is baby Saren?
She's fantastic. It's 8 months. This is my first official day back to work.
Okay, well, congratulations on all of the happy events of the last 8 months.
Thank you so much.
We played Tom Hanks because it might not have been Tom, and this is our theme today.
Yeah, you know, my first day back, I thought, what will we do that's interesting and exciting? And I thought, well, you know, many people ask me about, you know, the casting process and what about several actors that could have got roles, should have got roles, but what about the actors that actually turned down the roles and said flat no and then totally regretted it? So here we have Forrest Gump, as everybody knows. That's particularly one of my favourite scenes in the movie because it's kind of the arc of Forrest Gump and where he's at, even though he's not intelligent by, you know, most standards, he's emotionally intelligent. And had Tom Hanks not said yes, the other casting choice was, wait for it, I think everyone's just going to go, are you serious? John Travolta.
Yeah, well, I can imagine it. It would have been a very different movie, I suspect, if he'd been there. But he had very good reason. He had another option.
Well, he did. And Pulp Fiction, obviously, if anyone remembers back in 1994, obviously they coincided right in scheduling in terms of obviously filming. So John Travolta was offered the role of Forrest Gump, but then turned it down for Pulp Fiction, which revitalised his career,
absolutely,
of course.
Absolutely, remade him. And it's hard to imagine Tom Hanks playing the Pulp Fiction role, to be quite honest.
Absolutely not. But John Travolta, to me, I really don't feel that he would have really enjoyed that sense of emotional depth when it came to Forrest Gump. And, you know, people say to me, what about Forrest Gump and the accent? He actually had traced back to one of the younger actors and used his voice to get the Forrest Gump role. And, of course, won his second Oscar for Best Actor.
Now, what did Will Smith turn down?
Neo in The Matrix in 1999. I mean, shock horror, because Will Smith, he was offered the role, but turned it down to star in The Wild Wild West. Does anyone remember that movie?
Don't remember that at all.
Oh, it was shocking. It was just awful. It was really bad. It was droll. But he admitted that he didn't fully understand the film's concept at the time in terms of The Matrix. And the role, of course, went to Keanu Reeves. It was groundbreaking. Of course, he went on to cement him as a massive sci-fi star, an action star. But Will Smith has always said that he totally regrets that. And if he'd known and understood it, he would have gone for Neo in The Matrix.
Now, we might not have had Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
I think this is one of my favourite. What? I mean, I'd love people just to throw some names out on Twitter.
The first one was Raiders of the Lost Ark, wasn't it?
Raiders of the Lost Ark. And, you know, when you think back to the 1980s, because this movie was 1981, who was huge at the time? Magnum P.I., Tom Selleck. So Tom Selleck was actually the first choice for Indiana Jones, but he couldn't because of the contractual obligations to Magnum P.I., which was a massive hit show back then in the 80s. He turned it down, and Harrison Ford, who was the carpenter and had been a carpenter on set and on movies, just goes to show, never give up on your dreams. He was cast instead, and the role became one of the most iconic roles in film history. So Tom Selleck has always said that he regretted on missing out on that opportunity. He would have had a franchise to his name.
And he would have enjoyed it, I suspect, because he had a great quality as Magnum P.I., a kind of self-deprecating. He first came to light in the Rockford Files.
That's right.
He had a guest spot, and then it begat his own show,
Magnum.
Emily Blunt, what did she turn down?
Emily Blunt. So I mean, look, I know people absolutely love Black Widow, Iron Man 2. So Emily Blunt in 2010 initially was offered the role of Natasha Romanoff. Now, people are going to come out to me for that spell or that pronunciation, but it's Black Widow, the Black Widow in Iron Man 2. But she had to turn it down to scheduling conflicts in Gulliver's Travels. Gulliver's Travels was not the most wonderful movie of that particular time. So Scarlett Johansson jumped in. She's obviously gone on to do numerous films in the Marvel kind of cinematic universe. But I think Emily Blunt has always said, and even in interviews, that she was so annoyed because she would have loved to have become a superhero. She would have loved that recognisable role, and the franchise continues now as it is. Anyway, she did turn it down.
I want to talk about Jodie Foster now, who starred in Silence of the Lambs. She took on the role of Clarice. Who was offered it first?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hmm.
She turned it down because she found the subject matter too disturbing, and obviously there was scheduling conflicts as well. But Jodie Foster took the role, won the Oscar, and her performance is actually one of the grittiest and most classic
and
in this
something
psychological
we
thriller.
Did not know. She talks about how she was treated by the leading man. Let's have a listen.
There's an interesting moment in Silence of the Lambs where Lecter makes fun of Clarice's accent. And that was not rehearsed. That was just something that Anthony Hopkins came up with. I was an actress learning how to speak in a West Virginia accent. And when I heard him make fun of my accent, it really made me mad. And it's an interesting thing that happens. I think that you can feel that. You can feel this kind of shame of having tried so hard to be something and having somebody humiliate you. And not being able to do anything about it because you're smaller and more fragile and you're scared.
So he actually maybe enhanced her performance by this particular actorish trick.
Well, Anthony Hopkins, the Welsh actor, he's one of the most finest actors, you know, known to man. And obviously he improvised. And you, of course, you know the scene that we're going to play now where he, you know, the camera pans and you see him standing there. He asked the director, could I stand? Because I know that Hannibal Lecter is already going to smell Clarice. So I don't want him sitting down. And obviously researching and picking out the key kind of sound bites for today. Oh, every time I see that, I get chills. Yeah. So here
anyway,
it is.
This is how he humiliates Clarice.
It's great.
You know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a rube. A well-scrubbed, hustling rube with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? And oh, how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the FBI.
Still terrifying.
Still terrifying. And the chemistry between the two of them is fantastic. Small little notes just on that because they're popping into my head. Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster never spoke throughout the whole filming because they were both terrified of each other. He was intimidated by her. But also, you know, he went to serial killers. He went to so many different prisons just to get the feel of what it meant to be a serial killer.
Now, one of the odd pieces of casting that you've introduced me to is Gwyneth Paltrow might have been Rose in Titanic.
Yeah, she was one of the actresses considered for the role and she turned it down. And Kate Winslet, of course, was cast in the role because not only did it become the worldwide phenomenon that we all know, but it catapulted Winslet's career into new heights. But Gwyneth Paltrow has said, I think it's to the New York Times, the LA Times, that she was annoyed she didn't do it, even though she was considered. I don't think she had the role in her back pocket. But so I think she could have done a great job. I think some of them, you know.
I never believed the Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet liaison.
Did you not?
Just didn't sit right with me. Anyway, that's just me. But Leonardo DiCaprio, he turned down a role to get the Titanic role.
He did. So look, you know, sometimes it's what's for you won't pass you by. And Leonardo turned down Dirk Diggler, the role in Boogie Nights in 1997. Listen, Mark Wahlberg was fantastic in the role. And it really, of course, springboarded him into this acting kind of stratosphere. But DiCaprio was already a global star at that time. And the role of Dirk Diggler, would it have worked? I think he'd be brilliant in anything he put his hand to. But anyway, he turned it down. I don't think he regrets it too much because, listen, Titanic was there on the back foot as well.
The name is Bond, James Bond,
yeah.
But it might not have been Daniel Craig saying it.
well, there's so much hoo-ha, isn't it, about who's going to be Bond next? Many people giving out, you know, Sam Taylor Johnson, who's it going to be, who's it going to be? But actually, back in 2006, Hugh Jackman was offered the role, not just considered, but offered the role by Barbara Broccoli and all the team that work with, you know, the Bond franchise. And he turned it down because he wanted to work in X-Men. I don't know. I mean, Daniel Craig then took the role, and we all know how amazing he did with the, you know,
I could imagine Hugh Jackman, though, as Bond.
I think he could be a good Bond. I know people might be going recoiling with that one and saying, ah, no, he'd be useless. I actually think he would have made a fantastic Bond, really.
Now, there's one very interesting one. Jack Nicholson turned down a role in The Godfather in 1972, but it wasn't the Marlon Brando role he turned down.
Yeah, he was offered the role of Michael Corleone, feeling that an Italian actor would portray the character better. So who took it? Only Al Pacino. But Jack Nicholson, could you have seen him Michael Corleone?
Not necessarily, but I think he would have made a great Godfather. You know,
yes,
the Brando part. Could you imagine Nicholson, an older Nicholson, playing that part?
Yeah. Well, he was young at the time, because that was only 1972, and he'd just done, you know, the movie with Peter Fonda, of course, Easy Rider. Mm. I wrote my thesis on that, actually. But I love Jack Nicholson as an actor. He's so charismatic. But he may have overplayed it and overacted. Who knows?
Did Denzel ever turn anything down?
Denzel Washington. Yes, he actually turned down the Detective David Mills role in Seven. That was back in 1995. And of course, that went to Brad Pitt. He thought the script was too dark. He didn't want to put himself in the firing line. But anyway, he's in Gladiator. That's coming out next. So, you know, they make different choices, but, you know, are they the right ones? I also have to say that Al Pacino was offered the role of Han Solo and turned it down. I think that would have been catastrophic.
Yeah. All right. Lisa, great to have you back. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Lisa Cannon, movie and entertainment correspondent and star of our Inside Hollywood segment.
Thank you
very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.